Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Mill Road Winter Fair at the start of December traditionally marks the start of, well, you know what. This year it's being replaced by three smaller events, and one each in October, November and December. The first of them is this Saturday. Kate Collins is chair of the Mill Road Winter Fair and she's live with us this morning. Good morning to you, Kate.
Hello, Julian. Nice to be here.
Morning. So why didn't you think you could go ahead with the normal format?
I think we realised quite early on that we wouldn't be able to hold the fair again this year. The prospect of jamming literally thousands of people into quite a narrow street was just deemed too risky. That decision was taken back in May, June time. It takes a lot of energy and organisation to get the fair together each year, and so decisions have to be taken incredibly early.
And I guess that's the thing, you just don't know, do you? That's the thing.
That was it. But the council was also very strict on all the COVID regulations. You know, people are held liable. You can't get insurance. It was just too much.
You've established something, I think, called the Mill Road Fringe, and from that is where we're going to be getting these Saturday events.
That's right. So back last year, actually, we decided on the committee that we didn't just want the fair the fair's committee to organise just one event a year and for all the energy to be channeled into that one thing. And we wanted to have a ripple effect that did lots of good things throughout the year. And we've got lots of people who can help organise it. And so Mill Road Fringe is intended to do just that. And what we particularly want to do with it is try to have cultural art and performances throughout the year that give people an opportunity to play and get confident about busking and performing, so that they can come along and keep having new people coming to the fair each year.
Well, it sounds brilliant. When and where will these events be taking place? And actually, can you tell us a little bit of what we can expect at them?
Of course. So Mill Road Saturdays is going to be three mini festivals. It's going to be on Donkey Common and Petersfield, and there will be crafts and buskers and community bunting that's been made by local charities, kids clubs, the Mill Road WI, in fact. We wanted to focus on getting visitors to enjoy Mill Road and explore Mill Road and all the wonderful independent shops and cafes along it. So there won't be food at this gateway. It will be almost like a town fete, if you like, that you can enjoy, wander through, and then move on down into Mill Road. There'll also be an I Spy trail sort of buried in amongst the bunting, which will encourage people to explore Mill Road and get to know parts of it they perhaps didn't know so well.
Now, a Donkey Common, that's one of those places which nobody really knows where it is and ever gets mentioned in the context of the Mill Road Winter Fair. But you mean opposite Parker's Peace, don't you?
The
little area there with Petersfield just opposite.
Yes, thank you. Right, it's the piece of green space next to the swimming pool. If I say that,
yeah,
hopefully you'll know where that is.
Immediately falls into place the moment you say that. And this idea of getting people then to go down the Mill Road and explore the shops in the way that they would on that first Saturday in December ordinarily.
Exactly. So, you know, that is what we're trying to accomplish. We're working, as ever, with the Mill Road Traders Association. And, you know, this is all about Mill Road. It's all about celebrating what a wonderful, diverse community that we have. And we want to encourage people throughout Cambridge to come and explore Mill Road and enjoy it. Spend some money, look at the shops, you know, get to know it a little bit, and do it gradually over three Saturdays, not jammed. You know, I mean, next year I'm sure we can do the fair again, but this is not the year when we can. But we do want to you know, give everybody a boost, and it will be three small pulses of a boost. There's also going to be inevitably other mini events that various shops and indeed in particular the Edge Cafe at the other end of Mill Road, so that's at the Romsey end. If you're coming in from Sainsbury's and that end, then where the new mosque is. If I say that, you might know where that is. So the Edge Cafe is next to the mosque, and they are organising their own little mini event at that end with their own community band thing. So there are almost two gateways to Mill Road, and then encouraging people to walk along and enjoy the shops.
I guess you probably have, because of your position as chair of the Mill Road Winter Fair, you have to take a strictly neutral stance on whether or not the road should be open or closed to traffic. But certainly events like this do drive people into the local independent shops there.
They do. And yes, we are completely neutral on what Mill Road is and should be, as you can imagine. But you know, I mean, I think all of those stories are all about it happens because people really care. It's a fantastic neighbourhood, and people really, really care about what happens there, and hence all of the local politics that get involved. But I mean, that's the closing the road is. For the fair is what brings it all together. If we can't close the road, which we can't this year, then we have to find safe ways to operate. And that means that we have to do it in the open spaces that are available, not along the road, because it's quite narrow.
Yeah. But I have to say, actually, I hope lots of people generally do, but you know, thank you for putting in the major effort that you guys put in each year to run the Mill Road Fair. We all love it so much, and it's great that you're, you know, thinking outside the box and how to carry it on even though we can't do it the way we normally do. So the first one is happening on Donkey Common out on this Saturday.
That's right, this Saturday, and then at monthly intervals.
And then it's monthly intervals. So is it like the first weekend of each month?
It's not quite. October.
That would be too easy.
Five Saturdays. So it's the second one in October. It's the 6th of November, and then the day when the Mill Road Winter Fair would have been the 4th of December.
Brilliant.
So we're doing three.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure us two and many other people from Cambridge 105 and the many people from Cambridge and beyond will be along to take part in that. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Kate.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Very welcome. Kate Collins, chair of the Mill Road Winter Fair, takes us to 8:41 now.
We're live and local
all day long.
Cambridge 105 Radio.